Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Bookwormies. I am your host, Aaron Helton, here to take you down the wonderful road of nonfiction books. Today we have a nice little bite-sized book, and it's actually coming back in popularity from what I'm seeing. This is going to be The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. Now, many of you probably have heard of this book already, and as I mentioned, it's coming back in style, I guess I'll call it, or popularity. But this is a book that I think is, as I mentioned, bite-sized. It's coming in at about 140 pages, and it's just so straightforward. This is a book where we look at ancient Toltec wisdom, and Don Miguel Ruiz uses a couple stories, basically, of Toltec wisdom to drive home these four agreements. And these are basically a very simple, very straightforward way of aligning yourself with who you want to be. It's a way of chasing after inner peace, rather. It's less focused on values and belief systems and goal setting, as a lot of self-help books are. And it's also less focused on healing, oddly enough, although I think that is while it is a direct result of following these agreements, I don't know if that's the intended purpose of, hey, heal through this. It's not like sorting through trauma. Let's talk through the four agreements and maybe you'll understand. So the first agreement out of the four is be impeccable with your word. That's agreement number one. Be impeccable with your word. When you make a promise, when you say something, when you state facts of what you know, when you display your expertise, be impeccable. Don't lie. When you lie, you're moving yourself away from the person that you are. And I think we've mentioned in earlier iterations of this podcast, earlier episodes with other types of books, shadow work, the understanding of here is all the pieces of me. Here's my authentic self. And I think that's where that comment I made earlier of healing being a result of this rather than the intent, I think, is being impeccable with your word is just one agreement. It's don't lie. It's when you say something, say it with confidence. When you say something, say it with follow through. When you say something, say it with accountability. You know, making promises is an important thing. It's integrity. And I think a result of holding on to integrity is that healing, because you're stating, hey, you know, you're not lying. You're not, hey, I put my hand in the cookie. You're not saying I didn't put my hand in the cookie jar. You're saying, yes, I was hungry. I wanted a cookie. I'm sorry. That's being impeccable with your word. The second agreement is don't take anything personally. And this is one that I honestly have trouble with, because it's hard sometimes, as I have done a lot of healing and my job as a coach allows me to see things from a certain perspective. And I take a lot of things not personally because I am as authentic as I can be. However, I struggle with this specific agreement because I still have a very deep abandonment wound. And so it's hard not to take things personally when it feels like such a hit to my identity because of my older wounds of abandonment. And so if you do follow this agreement, obviously following all four of these would lead to a wonderful life full of enlightenment and inner peace. But for me personally, it is hard to not take things personally. But I will say, being able to not take things personally, I mean, when you take a breath and you think, okay, what's the story I'm telling myself? And you think, oh, they're coming after me. If this person said something, it's like, probably not. They're just focused on themselves and you happen to be collateral damage. And that's one way to not take things as personally. And again, while it's something that I have struggled with, it's still, again, journeys and growth is not linear. So we all have our pitfalls. The third step, or the third agreement, rather, is don't make assumptions. Similar to agreement number two, don't make assumptions also means when you don't take something personally, don't fill in the gaps with things that you aren't sure of, which also plays into being impeccable with your word. Don't make things up. Now, I myself am guilty of what I call spreadsheet brain. You know, you put in one or two inputs, one or two data points, and my brain starts to fill in all the gaps. Unfortunately, this also leads to a lot of assumptions. And so when I'm working with all these assumptions, I then operate as if these assumptions are fact. I think that's the dangerous pitfall of making those assumptions. It doesn't allow for connection when we assume things about other people. I know there's some old adages about making assumptions and some old sayings, so I won't repeat those here. Finally, number four, the fourth agreement, is always do your best. And again, I talk about this book as being something so straightforward, but it's important that, you know, we look at anything really that we learn and we say learning is relearning. And so it's very important to go back to the basics and sit and say, yeah, Am I doing my best? And I would also take it one step further and say, do today's best. As long as you're doing your best, what people hear as do your best, they hear, okay, I am capable of hitting 150%. So I should be at 150% all the time. But what I would say is actually do today's best. Today's best may be 30%, and tomorrow's best might be 120%. But as long as you're pushing yourself, similar to a workout, some days you're not going to max your workout and hit a new personal record with your weight every single time you go to the gym. It's simply not applicable. It's not realistic, and it's damaging, in fact. And so when it comes to doing your best, sometimes it's more important to do your best or do today's best, which is your best in resting. It could be, I can only do 50% in order to take care of myself. And so that's how I would take agreement number four. Now, of course, the good thing about this book is you can simply open up the sleeve and see these four agreements, but I would definitely implore you, please go out and purchase this book, as each of these examples and each of these agreements are just good to remind yourself of. And it's also important to read through the book and see some of these stories and some of that extra Toltec wisdom. One of the best things about this book, in my opinion, is just, again, it's so straightforward. It is a bite-sized book, and it's important. I go back many times, and learning is relearning. So I will sit and I will review, how have I been on these four agreements? And I believe Don Miguel Ruiz actually has another book that's called The Fifth Agreement. And I've not read that one, but if you have, hey, contact me, let me know how it is. And maybe I'll throw that in a future episode if I get around to it. But these four agreements, as mentioned, they're so straightforward. Start living them. I mean, sometimes it's important to just remind yourself, what are the basics? You get really, really good at the basics of just keep my word, stay, keep my integrity, keep my peace. Don't make assumptions, and then just do my best. That leads you to a very peaceful life because you are less affected by the externals. Anyway, that was The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz about Toltec wisdom. Thank you, as always, for stopping by and hearing about my nonfictions. And I will see you next time for our next episode. Thank you very much, and you have a great night. Bye.
This episode proudly presented by the APNM Group, a subsidiary of Alja Productions, LLC. We strive to produce content that informs, entertains, and adds value to your day. We value your input and would be delighted to hear your thoughts in the comments about this episode. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, please engage with us in the comments section or via our social media platforms. Your feedback helps us shape our content and uncover new topics that matter to our listeners. If this episode resonated with you, we kindly ask that you rate and review this show on your preferred podcast platform. Sharing this podcast with friends and family helps us reach more listeners and continue delivering content you enjoy. For more information about the podcast, the host, or our parent company, please visit the link in this episode's description. Also visit us on YouTube and Rumble to see and hear every content produced by Alja Productions. Thank you once again for your time and support. Until next time, stay tuned and stay inspired.